This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lovely for all of you that I'm on the air here on the Good Day program.
You know, I was just thinking how lovely it was.
Yes, it is. It's lovely to have the talent of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen on the air with me, moving our way through the issues of the day. The story from Fig's Restaurant in the Fairmont Hotel. Have you ever been in there, Jen in Santa Monica?
Don't think so, no.
No, it's good to hear. It's a Fig restaurant, more common here in Massachusetts than out in California. There are four or five of them in the greater Boston area, but the fellow has
a
connection.
A chain?
It's not really a chain, but what this fellow had, he had connections in Santa Monica, so decided to build a restaurant there or have a restaurant, and it's at the Fairmont, which is on Ocean Avenue.
Sure.
And so this is a situation that women find themselves in way too often. A lady who is at a bar with a fellow, and she goes to the bathroom, he slips her a Mickey. And then the girls...
Hi, baby, I'm Bill Cosby.
That's sort of the story that I'm thinking about. If you hear the story, these three girls who were watching the whole thing told the girl when she came back from the bathroom that her date had put something in her drink. So she didn't drink anything. But this guy had been... These people have been friends for a year and a half.
It's so sad that that's a reality now. I mean, do you know, Doug, that they actually even have nail polish that you can paint on your fingernails and you can dip a finger in your drink, and if the nail polish turns a certain color, you can tell if you were roofied or not?
You're kidding. It's gone that far? My God.
It's that bad, I guess.
Mm. That's insane. I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so anyway, these three girls did this young lady a favor. It does show. I'm very naive when it comes to stuff like this. I hear these stories. It sounds like a television script or a movie or something like that.
Right.
But the fact that it happens, it's started a national debate, a dialogue, discussion, if you will, about date rape. There's a lot of it on social media, Facebook and Twitter. I don't know what comments are, if they're comments. I think you tell a story like that, and it pretty much is a good story in that it ended well for this girl. And so the police are going to, you know, bring this guy, rake him over the coals, do whatever they do after they test what was in the wine glass. But still,
if that's true, if they were friends, I mean, the sad part there is that that's your friend. I mean, you might expect that kind of behavior if you're out in a bar and partying it up and, you're just meeting new people. But
right.
That's strange. Wow.
Yeah. You may hear a little barking in the background. That's Millie.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you installed the new one of those doorbells with the fake dog barking in the
background. No, not a fake dog.
Intruders.
No, I put Millie is, Meredith's at a horse show, so Millie's here with me for a couple of days. And Millie is very eager to get out and about. Now, this picture, sort of, I think you said, Victoria, that we have posted on Facebook or Twitter a picture of the backyard of the pasture sort of area. And so Millie is a Staffordshire, and they're hunters. And so when she's here, she will take off, and she is a lightning run. I mean, this dog can run faster than any, like a greyhound on a track. And she will take off after stuff. She'll see a rabbit or a squirrel or something, and she'll almost stand up on her hind legs, run around, and then take off like a rabbit. And she'll come. Now she's coming back. But she bothered me because she could go out and there's 800 acres of woods and stuff behind the pasture that you see in the picture. So she could go out and, she's now getting used to it and she's coming back. But it still is troubling because I'm a lot closer to the road here than I was in the other farm. You can never get to the road from the other farm, but this one is much closer. So I'm a little concerned. So I put her out on a run. And so she's out looking at the stuff that she can't get at. And so I have the window open so you can hear on the backside of that. And so here we are, the real story of real times on the real farm. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Here she is. Millie, our new co-host.
Thank you, Millie. So Ben Carson has been making the rounds this weekend. He was interviewed and has taken a stand against a third-party candidate. Actually, I'm trying to figure out whether he's talking about a fourth-party candidate, because we already have a third-party candidate, these two libertarians, Bill Weld and Gary Nolan.
Somehow they get ignored, though. Like,
well, you know what?
I don't think they get ignored.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to this time around. I think they're going to resonate. We've talked about them a lot more here than has been the case with other, and I was going to use incredible, but perhaps non-credible is better phraseology, because most of the people that have run as third-party candidates in the last however many years have been nonsensical. They've been nuisance candidates who really didn't have anything to bring to the ticket. But these two guys do, especially Weld. But Gary Nolan has a good reputation as well.
Johnson.
I keep saying Nolan.
I don't know who Gary Nolan is.
There was a Gary Nolan. No, here's who Gary Nolan was. Gary Nolan was a radio talk show host who ran as an independent presidential candidate about, if you look up, maybe 16 years ago, 20 years ago. So I say that because I remember him. I knew him. I worked with him. And so when I think of Johnson, I keep saying Nolan. So thank you for correcting me. So anyway, Carson says, let's make sure that Trump wins. And he thinks that we ought not have a third party. But I'm trying to figure out whether he thinks somebody else is going to run in addition to the two libertarians.
I think the idea would be someone either on the right, like Mitt Romney, or someone on the left, like a Bernie Sanders.
Right. So does that really screw things up, or does it make it more interesting? Which do you feel happens under the circumstance? If that happens...
Can it happen, but can it both be my answer?
Both?
Because it can be interesting and still screw things up.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, it depends on how you define screwing things up.
Right.
I think under the circumstances, everything is so screwed up, it needs to be double screw or unscrewed up. And maybe the way to do it is to create a dialogue. But does all of this, as Carson suggests, and he's not the first one to do this, if you put a couple of these people in, they're bound to be from the right. So is that going to take away from Trump and therefore assure that Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's a real threat.
Sorry. Yeah, in this particular interview, he was talking about the idea that Gary Johnson and Bill Weld are a third party, and then there was an additional conversation that Mitt Romney was having with someone else about having somebody else jump in.
A third party.
Exactly.
You know, the Libertarians, I mean, they got some attention this past weekend because it was their convention, and so officially Gary Johnson was the nominee, and, you know, but they are not given the same opportunities to debate. I think you would actually see more people go to the libertarian camp.
The news media is biased. You know that, Jennifer. The news media is completely biased. Oh, I know.
What?
Shocking. Come on. Attention, Kmart shoppers. The news media.
In this case... Yes, the news media, Kmart shoppers.
But in this case,
they have a chance, right, to make it to the national debate. Yeah, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
having a third voice in there.
I think most of us, although not, I won't speak for Jennifer because I think she'd vote for Trump under the circumstances.
Oh,
I could be convinced to vote for Weld because I'm not voting for Gary Johnson.
I would vote for Trump.
Well, if it looks
Let's not even pretend.
I'm not pretending. I have great regard for Weld.
I'm sure.
I think he did a superb job as governor of Massachusetts at a time when the Democrats were screwing the state up to a fairly well, and that's why he won and got a lot of things changed. He became great friends with Bill Clinton because Clinton saw what he was doing in Massachusetts, stole every idea that he had, but was with Weld's cooperation, starting with the welfare reform package, and then there were four or five other initiatives that were packaged up by Weld, explained to Clinton how it worked, and Clinton went to work and got them all passed. And by the way, interesting how the trail goes. The brains behind some of this stuff was Newt Gingrich. Gingrich was doing things, Weld saw what he was doing, they took the ideas that Gingrich had, got them passed to Massachusetts, then taught Clinton how to take what happened in Massachusetts, how you get the ideas passed, how you get them through, and in this case, a democratically controlled legislative process. And that's what Clinton needed. He needed to figure out how to get these things acceptable to both sides, whereas the Gingrich plans never were acceptable to both sides. They were just good ideas. But you have to deal with the political reality. So now the political reality is that we have 2, 3, 4 maybe viable candidates and campaigns. We're not geared up for it because our news media is so biased. But in a mature world, in the new world order, you'd like to think that we could do things here like most other progressive democracies do. We aren't a democracy anyway. We're a republic. But right. If we were a real progressive democracy, then we'd be able to encourage, like the Germans do, the English do, French do, most of the European countries. Look at the Italians. Good God, they have 12 parties or something there. They're nuts. But they, it's chaos all the time, so there's too many people running. But the other side of it is that with more candidates, it takes less time. The election cycle, for example, in England, I think is 8 months. And in some cases, if they call for an election, it's 8 weeks. So same thing, I think, in Canada. Most civilized countries don't have this crazy stuff that we have for 4 years. I mean, once somebody gets elected in November, the next day, okay, who's going to be president 4 years from now?
Right.
You know, that kind of nonsense. Yeah.
Doesn't Canada have a system where everyone gets the same amount of money for fundraising and then everyone's got a finite amount of time? I have a Canadian friend who was explaining how they do it up there, and I said, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I believe that is the way it works. Yeah, well, a lot of sense.
Which would be really nice.
Doesn't make any sense. 18 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Thank you.
worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour here on the Good Day program. I always like, because there's something about his music that makes me smile, makes most people smile. It just, that's what you get out of listening to Bruce Springsteen. So, Bono, who is an Irishman, was in Dublin. It seems that Bruce Springsteen's River Tour rolled into Dublin over the weekend, and he decided that he would invite, or I'm not even sure he invited him. I just think that Bono jumped up on stage.
He was invited.
He was invited?
Yeah. Yes. All my cousins actually in Dublin were at this show, and they loved it.
Really?
They said it was a great, they said it was a great surprise.
So let's see what it sounds like. Is that what this is actually a cut from them being on stage? Songs that connect with people, and they're fun as well. I think you too. I've had a new sort of, I don't know if it's respected, but I like the message that you two has in their music. Victoria,
Kara, and I, we get together and we put together music with a positive message.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, you mean not us too?
Yes, you three.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You people. So
is this a thing that they do, like a tradition? Because I'm looking on YouTube, and from 8 years ago, there's a video of Bruce Springsteen and Bono singing Because the Night.
Cool. Yeah. Huh.
This is, by the way, not a Springsteen song. It's Patti Smith, Because the Night, covering it. All right, just crank this up, Kara, for a minute, will you? Not a great recording of it. One Bruce Springsteen's concert was with Roberta. it was a nut fest. Roberta Fasanelli, who's been a part of this program for a long time, is the quintessential Springsteen fan. What'd she tell us? She's been to 250 concerts of his.
I don't even know.
Whoa, really?
He goes to 10 a year at least.
No, more, yeah. She'll go to them sometimes weekly. So this was a concert that took place at Croke Park in Dublin, two shows there, very popular there. You understand that Dublin is a very blue-collar city, and Springsteen is a real blue-collar guy in terms of the appeal of his music. He apparently has done, Springsteen has done it during U2 concerts since Obono returns the favor. U2, an eight-night stand in Madison Square Garden last July. Springsteen made an appearance for I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and a cover of Stand By Me. If you had that, Kara, someplace, it would be kind of fun to listen to, even though we don't have time, a whole lot of time to do it. Just this kind of stuff that just warms you up. That's just what it is. It's exciting, it's fun, and it warms you up. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. It really is possible to tell what your dog or cat is thinking. If you can just move aside your human ego for a few minutes, you'll be able to read many different messages in your dog or your cat's eyes. And just because it never occurred to you to try to carry on a conversation with your schnauzer or your pointer, it doesn't mean it's too late. It's up to you to find some time for some silent communication. Take a 10-minute break every day just to sit down with your pet. You may want to speak aloud, telling your pet what you did during the day, and tell them how much you love them. I know it sounds a little eccentric to a lot of people, but you know, pets live in our world, and our world is pretty high up in terms of where the pet is. So it's important every once in a while just to get down on all fours and talk to your dogs, talk to your cats. First of all, the more you talk to your pets, the better it is for your blood pressure, but the more time you spend talking and being with your pets, the more social they become, the quality of life they're going to have is going to get better and better because they have no fear of people. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a pre-diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682.
Girl, put your sunglasses on.
Sunglasses on, it's summertime. Not really. We gone. Have, let me see here. Summer starts 3 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. For those of you who are...
Unofficially, it started this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Verizon, already began.
Verizon. The Verizon strike is over. Cause for a celebration for those workers. So what did you do? What was important over the weekend, Jen, to you? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here on Good Day. So what did you do?
It was, what did I do this weekend? Nothing of what I should have been doing because it was a Memorial Day, but I went to a birthday party for a little one-year-old Olivia.
All right, so you did what most other Americans did and ignore the reason for the holiday.
Yes, sadly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Had a little barbecue with my family, you know. That's about it.
Yeah, okay. All right, but how about you, Victoria?
Stuff.
Very exciting.
I did absolutely nothing, just lots of chores, took the dog to the vet, you know. Mm-hmm. Nothing exciting or glamorous.
And Kara was working with me. So, here we are.
What did you do, Dougie? Did you pay tribute to the holiday?
Well, I did here yesterday. You know, we're always on
that
the air.
That doesn't count, because we all did
does.
That.
No.
We all did that, though.
Well, we all should take credit for it, because I think all it gives people a reason to tune Fair into enough. What's going on. Actually, I have a couple of workers who have arrived here, and we spent most of the day after they got here getting their apartment and stuff straightened out. So I went to the malls, I went to actually 5 bed stores and couldn't find beds. That's how busy the malls
were. So you're looking for a real bed?
Yeah, I was looking for beds.
Yeah, I went shopping. The malls were pretty busy. A lot of sales going on.
Crazy. The Target store that I went to was, you couldn't get in and out. I actually went to two different Target stores.
Can you buy beds at Target?
You cannot buy. You can buy bedding.
Bedding,
sorry,
right.
You can't buy beds. No, I went to the usual Sleepies and Mattress Discounters and Macy's and places like that. And you just, they had sold out. Or this is something that kills me. Not a good choice of words.
Hope not. Like
that, can I? This is something that amuses me. These stores all have beds, but you can't. There's no way you can go.
Right.
I need a bed now.
They just want to show you.
Yeah,
they want to show you what it looks like.
Right. Yeah. You can get one delivered in 10 days. Really? Well,
right.
What happens if I need to sleep on some tonight? Well, you'll have to go somewhere. You can go down to our warehouse in Franklin.
Sorry, Charlie.
And pick it up. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that goes on. I think that's how people spend their day. But I will tell you that the military are very much on my mind. I did watch the concert last night for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about my great uncle, Donald, who worked with me on the farm, and I were talking about this yesterday because he's a vet, and he is very interested in the career of my uncle, who was the commander of the USS Wahoo.
Who is a real person that we should honor on Memorial Day, right?
Yes.
He died
right.
in service. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was the captain of the USS Wahoo, which was a submarine of the Pacific Fleet, sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the Second World War than any other sub, and then was lost because the military-industrial complex had produced torpedoes that were duds. He had a load of 28 torpedoes on the submarine. None of them were any good. So when he was engaging some Japanese ships off the northern coast, the Sakhalin Islands, north of Japan, he was, you know, once you start firing these things, they bounce off of the side of a ship, they're going to start looking for you. And the captain of the ship found the sub and sunk it. And it was in water. It wasn't until 1985 that it was discovered. It was in shallow water, about 400 or 500 feet deep off the coast of Russia. And it lays there today. There was a memorial for it about 6-7 years ago in Hawaii. And I was going to go, and I couldn't for some reason or other. But the fascinating thing about that is that the captain of the ship that sunk the submarine, they found, and he came to the memorial. The guy was
incredible.
Like 90 years old.
That's
but
awesome.
He was the captain of the Japanese destroyer that sunk Uncle Dudley's submarine. Mm-hmm. They found him, and he went to the memorial. I thought that was fascinating, frankly.
Yeah.
That's the whole story. But they see, there are all of these stories, and all of us have them in our families. If we keep them, I don't know whether keeping them alive, that's a term that's used by some people. I'm not sure that it's about keeping them alive, but it's awareness of what happened in a circumstance that was necessary. That war was that's the only war other than the Desert Storm War that we fought that was actually necessary, that we got involved in, that we needed to be involved in, we had to be involved in it, and without us, the world would have a completely different shape than it does today. And so when you get down to brass tacks about understanding what the military is really for and why we have the strong military that we do have, despite what some people say, we still have we spend more money on military appropriations in our country than all the rest of the countries in the world combined. Did you know that? You add up all of the money that's spent by every other country in the world, and we spend more on our military, the military budget, $700+ billion, than any other. Even though the Chinese are building ships,
is that why you bring it up?
I think we should spend it better. I don't know that we should spend it less.
Spend it better.
But we should spend it better because the Government Accounting Office, in its own studies of what happens in the Waste, Fraud, Corruption, and Abuse Department, have figured out that in that $700 billion budget, there is at least $240 to $250 billion of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And we talk all the time about our soldiers that don't get paid. They get mustered out if they have PTSD and they show different sides. They try to throw them out instead of fixing them and working with them. And yet all of the military contract, all the military contracts get paid. Their bills come due. They're paid like that. But do we take care of the veterans who come out of service, who have problems? No. And this is the kind of stuff, again, that speaks to the Sanders and the Trump. Part of the disaffection with our country is this kind of stuff. I thought it was interesting over the weekend, I saw something about military families being asked to donate the brains of people who had been in their families, loved ones that had been in the service and who had died, so that researchers can study the connection between battle injuries and brain disorders. Now, this is brought about, by the way, because of my friends in Denver at Cerescan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N, who now have a contract with the Army they're measuring the brains of those who are still alive, who have been in battle, who have had or have gotten dementia, Alzheimer's, CTE, that sort of thing. They have a number of military brains, I think three or four of them so far, and one civilian brain. This BMX racer that we didn't talk about last week, Dave Mira, was confirmed to have had CTE at the time of his death. His family donated his brain to researchers, and it was found to be identical to NFL players who have CTE. And you'll find the same things going to be found with military, with members of the military of CTE as well. You're going to find the same thing across the board. Yeah. Soldiers, people like this guy that are in racing.
Well, and imagine
soccer.
A head injury is a head injury, right?
Yeah. There's no mystery there. You're right, Jennifer. No mystery to
it. Hockey players have a lot of concussions, too.
Yeah, right. So, I think that to sort of go back to your original question about what we ought to do to honor the military, there are a lot of different things. We all do it in our own way, but we all sort of ought to do it. And it isn't and I think we pointed this out yesterday, Victoria and Jennifer, that it's a dying art, if that's what it is, a dying attention, because most people who are millennials, they're not even connected anymore because their parents weren't in the service. I wasn't in the service. I was about to go, and then I got sort of put aside, but
when
I would have gone.
You feel like it doesn't touch your life. Yeah, that's where the real
doesn't have any meaning, right? Yeah. And by the way, this is a way for people to understand the horrors of war, and we don't have. It's like a movie to us. We see the video.
It's
going to
be a video game, is what it is.
Yeah, right. I mean, you see the stuff going on in Syria and the Middle East. You see the stuff that's going on in Afghanistan. You see other things. These characters in North Korea. I think didn't I see something about a missile being shot down by the Lebanese? There was some Middle Eastern country you never would have thought had a missile. They shot some missiles off, and one of the other countries over there had to blow it up. So, I mean, this is, but it is. It's not real to most people in this country. It isn't. So, anyway, food for thought. Next up, television report. Jennifer reports in a moment, 44 after here on Good Day.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The weather is warming. Time to take advantage of hot savings that'll help you get the most out of your summer plans.
It's Straight Talk Wireless, giving you nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks with unlimited plans starting as low as $45 a month. And if you love your phone, bring it with you. Love your network? No problem. Straight Talk has the Bring Your Own Phone plan that lets you keep your phone network and number. And if you're coming off a contract, you can save up to half the cost. What's not to love about those spring to summer savings? No matter which service plan you choose, you can always plan on no contracts, no credit checks, no activation, or mystery fees. So as the weather gets warmer, make sure you stay connected with the right phone plan. Check out Straight Talk phones and service plans exclusively at your local Walmart or visit StraightTalkSwitch.com for more on how to save. Best phones, best networks, half the cost. Please see terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
There was 57 channels in another night. 57 channels in another night.
All right, 50 past. It's 47 at the hour. Television update. I see Kerry Russell and Matthew Rise, who are stars of that show, The Americans, about
yes,
the
yes.
commies having an affair, getting together. Now they have a child together.
And I think this would be the appropriate time to tell you that Victoria and I are expecting a baby as well.
Good for you. Congratulations. That's sweet.
Took a little bit of Homeland Stars. Homeland Stars together having babies. Look at that. I think people, I mean, they had a good on-screen, chemistry, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that show's still on, isn't it?
It is, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Kind of an interesting concept. The Russians create... Not new, but it's just the way that it's been presented. It's fascinating, actually.
I've seen one or two episodes. It's very well done. I think you'd actually like it, Doug. It's really, there's a lot of awards for it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. All right, so what else? What's the story? Jamie Lynn Spears. Who's on? What's going on?
TV Tonight. You want to do that? Yeah. It's a lot of fun tonight. Yeah. America's Got Talent is back, and along with it is Simon Cowell. He's going to replace Howard Stern, who was a judge last season, and a couple of seasons, I think, actually, Howard did. So Simon will be joining the judging panel, and I think we'll see if he still has it. I think he will. He'll be kind of on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock. Then also on NBC, Maya and Marty. This is going to be an interesting experiment. It's sort of vaudevillian. NBC and Maya Rudolph are trying to revive a variety show. This time she's getting help from Martin Short. So it's Maya Rudolph, Martin Short, there's your Maya and your Marty, and Kenan Thompson, who's an SNL veteran. So it could be kind of funny. It has potential. We'll see if it works or not. That's NBC tonight at 10.
Well, and then you want me to tell you what I think is going to happen?
Yeah. Really, Martin Short? I think he's pretty funny.
Martin Short was on this program about 8 months ago, and the most interesting thing he did was tell me he drove a Lexus. Other than that, he could have cared less about being here.
Too, by the
he wasn't funny. It was a waste of time.
All right, you've maybe destroyed my TV report, but I'm going to give it a chance. And then
won't be the first time.
That's true. I should just mark them off on the wall here in my office. One more. All right, Peaky Blinders is a 6-episode British import that Netflix is now streaming. It's the third season. It's available 2 days. You can watch it tonight. This season's already started airing in the UK, but you can catch it on Netflix if you haven't seen it yet with any spoilers online.
What? What do you mean spoilers?
Because it's already aired in the United Kingdom. So sometimes
there's
some spoilers.
So those of you listening, let's hear the story. Go to Twitter at Good Day Show. Tell us what's happening.
Danger
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
After the hour on the Good Day program, time for our weekly visit from Amy Newmark. Amy is responsible for those great Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and in a moment we're going to deal with loved ones who have Alzheimer's from the perspective that Amy has in editing all these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. That's up next here on Good Day.
Simon Cowell created America's Got Talent. Now, he's AGT's newest judge.
You are the best in the world.
Tonight on NBC, be there as Simon Cowell joins Howie, Mel, and Heidi for the most amazing season ever on summer's biggest hit show.
I didn't come here to try out. I came here to win.
I think your dad looking down on you would be very proud of you right now. We need you on the show. It's a yes.
The all-new season of America's Got Talent premieres with new judge Simon Cowell tonight on NBC.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. but its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
All right, now 55 past the hour. Happy to have Amy back with us again. Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Here's something from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's and Other Dementias. This strategy that you describe in here for managing conversations with people who are losing their memory, going down this long, lonely path. This can't have been a pleasant thing for you to put together, Amy.
It wasn't, but boy, did I learn a lot. And it's not just helping you talk to people with Alzheimer's, but talking to anyone who has memory issues. And here's the number one thing that I learned from creating this book. And it's not obvious until you hear it, but it's really easy to implement once it occurs to you. The tip is, don't try to correct somebody who has dementia. If they are in a new reality, go there and join them in that new reality. There's no point trying to correct them as long as they're not trying to do something that's unsafe.
So under the circumstances, this is a problem that goes very far and very deep with people. A lot of folks don't understand. We were talking earlier about brains being examined, football players and racers and people that are in the service who develop these sorts of problems. But do you offer a clue, not necessarily just to the conversation, but to how people get this problem? Because it is something that actually, when you dig deeply into it, there are ways of preventing you and people in your family from getting Alzheimer's and dementia.
There are a lot of studies that show that if you exercise during your life, you eat properly, you don't get diabetes, you have a much lower chance of getting some kind of Alzheimer's or some other kind of dementia. There's a big correlation that they found between diabetes and dementia, but of course there's a correlation between not exercising and not eating properly and then getting diabetes. So June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and June is coming up tomorrow. So that's why I wanted to talk about this. So the example I use in our book is a woman whose mom decided she had been a World War II fighter pilot, and instead of arguing about it, once their mom said she was getting the Medal of Honor from the military, this woman went and got a plastic medal, wrote up a certificate from the military, and presented it to her mother at her birthday party in a restaurant, and everyone in the restaurant caught on and stood up and applauded her. And that's how they made her mother's last year of life a lot more pleasant for her and for everyone around her.
Did the mother remember the things that were done to pay tribute to her, at least? Was that recognizable, or was it a new conversation every time it was brought up?
She knew it for a little while, and who knows, maybe there's some kind of afterglow that stays even when the specific memory is gone.
Yep. Amy Newmark, you can go to chickensoup.com, Twitter at Amy Newmark. Apple's podcast is itunes.apple.com, Soup for the Soul. It's 59 after here, and good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.